This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
It's Free Talk Live. We're launching into the third hour here as we've been digging deep into this story. And it's also thanks to NPR partially for doing a pretty detailed story about the Austin, Texas radio station that it didn't happen this week that they got raided. They took down their transmitter apparently back in December of 2017 after years of correspondence with the FCC. It's still not clear exactly why they took it down, because they've continued to operate even in the face of multiple notices from the FCC saying, hey, this isn't legal, you need to stop. Their basic response initially was, well, if you're claiming we got some agreement with you saying that we are going to agree to follow your rules or your ordinances or whatever regulations, then please go ahead and show us that agreement. We'd like to see where we agreed to this. And, of course, the FCC never showed that, because that doesn't exist. The FCC and the bureaucrats like it believe they have legitimate jurisdiction over your life. Just because
you exist in America, so therefore we're going to America.
Yeah, that's what it really all breaks down to. And so while there was some legal mumbo jumbo that we really couldn't understand at one point,
law of the land, law of the sea, this state, that state.
Yeah, there was some, and some of it was written in such a nebulous manner that you couldn't even possibly extract out of it. But
right.
But there's been other correspondence, and I want to continue on what the NPR story has to say, just kind of summarizing the situation with the Olenics. These are the couple that is alleged to have run a pirate radio station in Austin, Texas. By the way, with you in the studio tonight, you've got Ian.
And Chris.
And Daryl.
And if you want to join us, your comments are welcome. Maybe you've got experience with pirate radio. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Or you can use Discord over at discord.lrn.fm and jump in the Discord on-air call-in lines. So we talked about how the FCC issued a notice of apparent liability to the Olenics back in 2013 in August. They wrote back saying, we don't have an agreement with you. If you're saying we have an agreement to follow your rules, show it.
Right. I love it.
Yeah. And then the FCC wrote them back basically saying, we're going to impose this fine of $15,000 upon you and blah, blah, blah. Here's all our regulations that we say apply to you. And so then the Olenics, so that was like a 7-page letter from the FCC. The Olenics then responded with a much more verbose letter of about 12 pages, which I have not read through at all. It's just, you know, too long for me to read during one of the breaks here. So that'll be interesting for me to read off the air. But let's continue here. So picking up with right after, this is the NPR piece, right after the Olenics had responded to initially to the FCC. So it says, a string of further letters followed much the same pattern, and in early 2014, the FCC imposed the $15,000 penalty, which, by the way, they always include their bank and routing number information, so their account and routing number, so you can just go right ahead and pay them that $15,000 fine if you've got it handy.
It's interesting. It's not like a judgment from a court or a judge or anything.
We're sending you a bill, here's how you pay it. Now, interesting that they give the routing number and the bank account number. I wonder if anybody has ever tried to hack into that and withdraw funds.
Write a fake check off the account. Those things can happen.
Yeah, if there's enough information there, you can definitely do it.
Olenek and Nadler Olenek did not pay the fine, and in November of that same year, the agency sent a letter threatening to bring in the Justice Department. Instead of seeing the penalty notice as an official warning of impending action, the Olenek said they took a different view of the FCC's citation of federal regulations. They wrote, quote, we look at the same compilation of words and see Monty Hall's Let's Make a Deal, i.e. an offer. We decline your offer, as we have from the outset, and we will forever decline your offer, unquote. The Olenics repeatedly referred to the FCC as a company, as when they stated in a letter to Susan Lawner, the FCC's deputy associate general counsel, quote, we dispute your company's claim in its entirety for reasons already documented in our prior correspondence, unquote. In that letter, the Olenek also wrote, quote, obviously we'll be sending no check to anyone in response to your continued mail fraud conspiracy, unquote. They accused the FCC of trying to conjure a justification for the penalty, calling it, quote, a conspiracy to harass us and to intimidate us for and retaliation of our very well-documented assertion of our right not to contract, unquote. Now, if the government exists to protect your right to contract, which is ostensibly one of the reasons why they exist, then shouldn't they also protect your right not to contract with their own entities? Because that's what's going on here is the FCC saying, you have to follow all these rules. The people running the radio station are saying, who are you people? Like, you're just some group of people somewhere who wrote a letter. It right. signed the Federal Communications Commission. You've put a name on that letter. We don't know who you are. What is your, you know, legal ability to say you've got a dispute with us? There is no real reason beyond they have men with guns who will do whatever it is that they say.
Right.
That's what all of this breaks down to.
Let me give an example that I think might resonate more closely with people, because, you know, people, oh, well, the FCC, everybody knows what the FCC is. All right, so let's say that I create some entity and I write, you know, some bylaws for my entity that says that everybody that I send a letter to is under my jurisdiction and must comply with whatever I write in the letter. And then I just start sending out letters saying, you owe me money.
That's fraud. It's clear fraud.
But right? I've written in my bylaws right. of this organization that everybody that I send a letter to is subject.
But what if you started an organization with more than one person? What if you and a dozen other people start an organization and you write some stuff down on a piece of paper, you all sign it, and then you send out letters?
They call that a government, I think, right?
Well, if you did call it a government, then it would be very similar to what the government has done, what the people calling themselves the government have done.
Right.
And then what if you all signed the letter and then you died years later and then your heirs continued sending letters threatening all those people? That's basically what the state is. It's a group of strangers who have a public process called elections that they allow anybody to vote, presumably.
There's a lot of restrictions on that.
Yeah. But they'll allow a bunch of people to participate in these chairman elections, basically.
Right. And they make it difficult for you to run if you're not part of, you know, one of two certain groups.
Correct. And then, of course, as we've seen, even if you are a purported liberty person, once you get into the political position, in a lot of cases, they get corrupted by the power that is at their fingertips. We've seen that happen with a couple of politicians here in New Hampshire.
And then a lot of the other ones, they'll say, well, you know, privately, they'll tell you, oh, I support liberty, I support this, I support that, but I can never sponsor that piece of legislation.
Yeah.
Because X, Y, or Z.
That principal piece of legislation.
I can't vote for this because X, Y, and Z.
So that's pretty much the NPR story. It does point out that the FCC penalty has gone unpaid for 4 years, and the Justice Department has filed the civil suit. Oh, okay, so they did get the Justice Department. So it's the Justice Department, apparently, that's filing this case on behalf of the FCC.
Okay.
Which is what the claim was initially from the pirate radio operators that have sort of been, you know, following the legal cases for years. They said that the FCC's got to get the Justice Department to file suit. So the FCC can't just file suit on their own.
Okay.
So they have to go through the Justice Department.
Yeah, I didn't pay attention when I pulled up the suit who had actually filed.
That's what they're saying.
I'm curious if they've increased the fine, right? Like, because that's one of the tactics that they...
I don't know if they have the ability to
use.
I don't think they have the ability to do that. However, speaking of increased fines, there have been headlines within the industry newsletters. So, like, I'm signed up for some talk radio and radio industry newsletters that come through, and they've been following a case called the Pirate Act in Congress, and I believe the latest situation with this so-called Pirate Act is it has passed the House of Representatives, and it will dramatically increase, if it goes through, dramatically increase the proposed fines that the FCC can penalize pirate radio operators with. So instead of just being $10,000, it may go up to $1 million.
What?
Or something like that. Yeah.
That's insane.
And from what I read, and I have not looked for a follow-up in recent weeks, but as of a couple weeks ago, there was a headline claiming that the entire House voted for this. That
really?
Unanimously, the entire U.S. House of Representatives voted for the Pirate Act.
which would continue enforcement, would continue to focus the FCC's, you know, resources on enforcement.
This is disgusting.
And would increase the level of fines. Now, again, if the Olenics go to court and they win, then $1 million fine ain't worth nothing. Because if you can win on a free speech argument or a we didn't consent argument, which I don't think
passed on a voice vote on July 23rd through the House, no
so
action.
We don't know
Senate.
Who voted against it. If anyone voted against it, we don't know who they are. There's more coming up here in moments. You can share your thoughts on Pirate Radio, the freedom to broadcast. It's Free Talk Live.
We have some good news. The indictments against Ross Ulbricht in the District of Maryland were dismissed with prejudice, meaning they can never be refiled. This is especially good because those indictments contain the only charge ever made that Ross engaged in murder for hire. This was a serious allegation that Ross Ulbricht denies. It was never prosecuted or ruled on by a jury, but was trumpeted by the federal government and the media as if it were proven fact. The Maryland court held these indictments for almost 5 years, poisoning Ross's case and leaving him under a cloud of unproven allegations. As explained in Ross's appeal to the Supreme Court, the fact that the judge used these allegations to give Ross a draconian sentence of double life without parole violated his Sixth Amendment right to a jury trial. Judges are required to issue sentences based on convictions decided by a jury, not unproven allegations, never even charged at trial. Although this is a positive development, the dropped indictment will not set Ross free. Now, a presidential pardon is Ross's only hope of freedom. Sign the petition at freeross.org. FreeRoss.org.
From the second letter of Captain Mark. Any pirate knows that commerce is communication. Markets condense oceans of information into a single price. Innovations in communication are circumventing the scrutiny of the crown. This signals a change in the coin of the realm. The crown uses digital currency to surveil, censor, seize, and destroy wealth at will, so pirate currency must protect us from this weaponized money. We need to move funds further, faster, cheaper, and without third-party observation, basing decisions on an accelerating flow of information, so pirates require nearly instantaneous transactions with no arbitrary limits on volume or artificial influences on fees. Most importantly, a pirate currency must preclude centralization. Otherwise, it will become another link in our chain to the crown. A superior currency will result in the obsolescence of the coin of the realm and the extinction of the crown itself. Trade above the grid. Join us at piratswithoutborders.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk. Talk Live, and you can bring up anything that you want. You can take control of the airwaves here. The number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you tonight, it's Ian
and Chris
and Daryl.
So we're talking about pirate radio, specifically the case of the Olenex, a couple in Austin, Texas, that is ostensibly the operators of the long-running Texas Liberty Radio, which is what it's currently branded as. It may have been something different in the past. It may have been different operators in the past. But there have been, for a long time, pirate radio stations, more than one of them at different times, in Austin, Texas. And the operators of those stations are noteworthy because they've always been, like, extra ballsy. They've always been just openly operating to some extent for long periods of time, even in the face of FCC impending enforcement. And thanks to the NPR story, we, you know, covered some of the correspondence between the FCC and the Olenex. And there's more here. RECAP, which is, or the PACER system, which is the government system for looking up court cases. RECAP is the way that you can kind of access documents through the PACER system without actually having to pay for them.
Right, and then it puts it up on the Internet Archive, and there are various websites that make those things easier to find. One of them that I stumbled across recently is Court Listener, which is a project of Free Law Project.
So that makes it easier to search for cases.
The search is much easier than on other things that I have found.
So, as I was mentioning before, there, you know, again, there was this flurry of paperwork between the Olenex and the FCC. Their initial response, the Olenex basically said to the FCC had told them, hey, you know, you need to stop operating, you're not licensed. The Olenex said, well, who are you? You know, you are, we don't have any agreements with you, whatever company you are, and we're not interested in agreeing with you and following whatever rules you have. So if you think we have an agreement with you, go ahead and show that. The FCC, of course, couldn't do that. So they just went ahead with their enforcement provisions and said, well, we're going to go ahead and fine you. And the FCC wrote them a 7-page letter, including their regulations as to why they were fining them. The Olenex wrote back a 13-page letter to them, which I'm sure rebutted in every way possible any level of consent to the FCC's rules. The FCC then wrote back to them in August of 2014 saying that they deny their petition for reconsideration filed by Walter Olenek and Ray Nadler Olenek. And I was, as I read that, I'm like, now I didn't read the whole 13-page document by the Olenex, but it was not titled a petition for reconsideration. So I knew their response was going to be, what? What petition for reconsideration? So, sure enough, in their response, delivered via certified mail to Enforcement Bureau Deputy Chief William Davenport, the Olenex filed a relatively short one-page response saying, we are in receipt of your letter. This was in September that they wrote back in 2014. We are in receipt of your letter dated August 19th, 2014. We dispute your company's claim in its entirety for reasons already documented in our prior correspondence. We don't ever recall submitting any, quote, petition for reconsideration, unquote. To do so might be to agree that there's something at all competent about your bogus activity regarding us, whether substantive or procedural. We do not recall ever even remotely treating or considering your company's correspondence as anything other than just that, correspondence. Once again, those on your side of this series of exchanges of perspective are presuming facts into existence that do not exist and to which we do not agree or consent. In further support of our position in this from day one, even to this very day, not only has your company confessed having no commercial nexus regarding either of us, but there's also still no evidence of any agreement, much less one that obligates either of us to any line of conduct or avoidance of conduct on which you're asserting your company's claim. You, like Mr. Lee and Mr. Carlson, these are the two other bureaucrats. They're passing it from bureaucrat to bureaucrat as well. So it's, you got the old bureaucratic passing the buck here. First, it's the initial guy who's like the field agent, the enforcement agent who writes.
I'm just doing my job,
the
lady.
Notice. Then it's the head of the enforcement agency, and
I'm just the guy that tells the guy to do his job.
Right. And now it's up to the deputy chief saying, here, you, like Mr. Lee and Mr. Carlson, are still trying to run a bluff. You're presuming facts into existence that are not facts and that are not agreed to. Your legal conclusions, both procedural and substantive, are therefore quite errant. We assert again all of our rights, including the right not to contract. Sincerely, the Olenex.
So, by the way, we checked the court filings, and the initial filing was made by the government. It appears as though the Olenex may not have been served just yet. There is an order of service in place in the file. That's the most recent document, I believe, but I don't think... Well, I don't
see,
know.
Summons issued as to M. Ray Nadler Olenek, Walter Olenek.
Does that mean it's been served?
10th. Let me download that PDF real quick, and I will tell you. And while I do that, I pulled up info on the Pirate Act. Again,
thank you.
But I wanted to
This is the one to increase the fines on pirate stations.
Well, I wanted to pull up the actual text of... You know, what is being adopted here? Increased general penalty. Any person who willfully and knowingly does or causes or suffers to be done any pirate radio broadcasting shall be subject to a fine of not more than $2 million.
Right, so they're going to go after the landlords as well. To be done.
And then... There is violation of this act, rule, or regulation. Anyone who willfully and knowingly violates this act, regulation, rule, restriction, blah, da, 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 shall be subject to a fine of not more than $100,000 for each day that such offense occurs.
Is that up to a maximum of $2
million? How does that affect the landlord?
No maximum.
Whoa.
And the third violation here, facilitation. This is where the landlord comes in. And they'll probably wind up hitting the operator with both the increased penalty and facilitation as separate offenses. Any person who knowingly and intentionally facilitates pirate broadcasting shall be subject to a fine of not more than $2 million.
I don't understand how the landlord has anything to do with it. The landlord's renting you a piece of property, and what you do with it is, you know, is not their...
Their argument is going to be that they informed the landlord.
So yes, the first thing but they the do landlord is doesn't have the power. Like, you can't just kick a person out of property that they rented, particularly given the laws under which you have to operate in the first place, necessarily.
Well,
especially when it comes to contracts. If the contract says, you know, doesn't have some sort of clause...
Saying you'll obey the law?
Right, right. And there's nothing in the law that says you have to have a contract that says that you...
That's a good point.
Right?
They could be right that this is ultimately just a legal bluff, that if the landlords... So if the FCC sends a threatening letter to the landlord, they're going to do what they say, right? Like, they're not going to stand up. They're going to crumble.
I'm sure.
They're just a landlord. Right, they're not a pirate radio operator. So for the most part, and this is the way the FCC's done business for decades, where they send a threatening letter, and they get what they want.
Yeah.
Because it never goes any further than that. Because the operator shuts down. Or the landlord comes to the operator and says, hey, man, you got to shut it down. And then the operator shuts down. You know, so if the landlord didn't know prior to the letter, they then know once they get the letter. And the FCC's argument is going to be, well, we told you.
I would think that the most you could be forced to do is hand that letter over to the operator because you're not under.
There's a solid legal argument there. Like, if a landlord were to actually fight this, I think they could make that argument. So what's my obligation to enforce FCC regulations?
Well, and let's say that there's an apartment complex. Are you supposed to figure out which one of the 40 tenants?
Yeah.
I mean, they probably would be telling you at some point in the letter, but
they wouldn't know if it were an apartment complex.
They wouldn't know necessarily immediately.
Yeah.
If you're on, you know, if you're on the 8th floor, how are they going to know standing on the ground with their direction finder which floor the transmitter's on?
Yeah, maybe. I don't know.
It's Free Talk Live.
ProPure Gravity Water Filters. Most tested, most trusted. The Pro 1 G2.0 all-in-one filter by ProPure removes and reduces up to 200-plus contaminants, including fluoride, lead, and more. There's no priming required. No add-on filter needed for fluoride reduction, and it's totally reusable. There's a size to fit most competitive brands of gravity water filter systems. ProPure Water Filters. When you don't know what's in your water, visit an authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com.
This is Jessica Armand, founder of My Magic Mud. Our team helped organize a successful effort to remove fluoride from our city's water supply. This is our passion. My Magic Mud Oral Care purifies and brightens your smile naturally. GCN listeners, please support my family business by purchasing our products from your local health food store. We're also available at CVS Pharmacy or visit us at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off now with coupon code GCN10.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent. President Donald Trump defending his decision to revoke former CIA Director John Brennan's security clearance.
I've never respected him. I've never had a lot of respect.
The White House is also considering revoking the clearances of other former intelligence leaders, like former FBI Director James Comey and former NSA and CIA Director Michael Hayden. Someone the president does respect, Paul Manafort.
I think the whole Manafort trial is very sad. When you look at what's going on there, I think it's a very sad day for our country.
After a trial spanning nearly 3 weeks, Manafort is awaiting a verdict on 18 tax evasion and bank fraud charges. He's been accused of hiding income earned from his Ukrainian political work from the IRS, and he's accused of fraudulently obtaining millions in bank loans. Manafort has pleaded not guilty to the charges. He served briefly as Trump's campaign chairman. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
You knew the risks when you decided to drive drunk. There could be a crash. People could get hurt or killed. But that didn't stop you, did it? You knew you could get arrested. You could incur huge legal expenses. And you could possibly even lose your job. You were well aware of the consequences of driving drunk. But one thing's for sure. You were wrong when you said it was no big deal. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by NHTSA.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
If you're young and healthy, you don't need life insurance, right? Yeah, that's what I used to think, too. Until my brother died at 38. Joe left his wife with two kids, a mortgage, and a stack of bills she couldn't pay. Mary had to sell the house and move everybody into this tiny two-bedroom apartment just to make ends meet. I never want to do that to my wife, so I got life insurance. I called AIG Direct and was really surprised how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. Listen, if you have a family, you should seriously think about getting life insurance. You'll feel a lot better having it. Trust me.
Call AIG Direct for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. Call now. 1-800-910-7981. That's 1-800-910-7981. 1-800-910-7981.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. The Discord on-air call-in line room. And you know what? I got to apologize to folks that might have been on hold there. We got a little call screening software, and I had all these court documents up in front of it. So, if you've been on hold for a little bit, we're gonna get to your calls here.
We'll get to you, Sarah.
Yep, and also the Discord on air call in line room. Actually, she's not there yet, but Ralph is. The Discord on air call in line room is available to you. There's one person in there. We'll get to that too. We've been going deep into the case of the FCC coming after a couple called the Olenics. That are being accused of running a pirate radio station in Austin, Texas. They've had an extended correspondence with the FCC, where the FCC is basically just running full steam ahead with their enforcement provisions. They're ignoring everything the Olenics have said in response to them. So the FCC sends them a threatening letter saying stop broadcasting. The Olenics come back to them saying, well, look, you know, we don't know who you are. What's your proof that we have any kind of agreement to follow whatever, you know, rules that you have? FCC ignores that. They go ahead and impose their fine on the Olenics. The Olenics respond with a 13-page letter, which I'm sure, you know, encapsulated says we don't consent, because that's sort of what they keep running through. It's like, we don't agree to your thing.
The FCC comes back and says, well, we deny your petition for reconsideration. And the Olenek say, we didn't petition you for reconsideration. That would presume that we, you know, had some kind of an agreement with you in the first place. We didn't file any petition. What are you talking about? And the FCC then says, we're going to sue you. So I'm summarizing their court right. filings here. We're going to bring the Justice Department against you. And so their last letter from the Olenek here, this is another short one, so I'm going to share this one.
All right.
This is in response. This was written in November 26th of 2014. We're in receipt of your threat of suit letter. This was issued to the FCC's head attorney, their deputy associate, or one of their head attorneys, their deputy associate general counsel, Ms. Susan Lawner. We are in receipt of your threat of suit letter dated November 21st, 2014. We dispute your company's claim in its entirety for reasons already documented in our prior correspondence. So it's nice of them for not, you know, continuing to restate the same things over and over, keeps their letters shorter. We dispute your presentation and of the procedures to date as well, especially the characterization that we've asserted any administrative activity by any label, like a petition. Your people have sent bogus demand letters, and we've responded to each of them, disputing the claims throughout. There's been no administrative activity or participation from our side. Your unilateral misconstruction of that doesn't change any of the relevant facts. We've never consented to any commercial nexus, including anything about any arbitration by anyone, especially by your company, of your company's bogus claims. All of this has been addressed in our prior correspondence. Obviously, we'll be sending no check to anyone in response to your continued mail fraud conspiracy. Finally, the Olenek write, quote, if the DOJ thinks your bluff is worth getting them sued as well, we look forward to showing you people very formally and publicly the application side of, quote, federal means, quote, federal, as in, quote, by agreement, unquote. You have no commercial nexus to enforce. Surprised, eh, Daryl?
I've never heard that the word federal means by agreement.
Well, according to dictionary.com, because that was my response. I'm like, that's interesting.
That is really interesting if that's the case.
According to the definition of federal, now this is not a legal definition, but I bet you it's in the legal dictionary as well. I just haven't pulled out a copy of Black's Law to take a look. Definition number 5. Which is the last definition as an adjective. Federal means, quote, of or relating to a compact or a league, especially a league between nations or states.
Yeah, Merriam-Webster has that as the first definition, prepended, archaic.
You have no commercial nexus to enforce, and your company's continued intent to compel one, as your letter proves, is a conspiracy now involving you to harass us and to intimidate us for and in retaliation of our very well-documented assertion of our right not to contract. If you carry out your threat, be sure your malpractice insurance is paid. Boom. And that's the end of the correspondence in November of 2014. So between November and 2014 and August of 2018, no action happened. Now there's a filed suit in federal civil court against the Olenek's
right,
by the
Justice
Department.
It's still unknown what caused them to take the station off the air in December 2017.
That's true. I'm hoping we can learn more from Danny Sessom. He is the host of the Crypto Show. We mentioned him earlier in the show tonight. I did reach out to him this evening with a Telegram message. He has not yet seen it, so I don't expect we're going to hear from him tonight. But I do want to get him on as somebody who, he's not the operator of the station,
right.
But obviously he knows the operators, right? He's running a live show, from what I understand,
right.
On that station. And again, he's the host of the Crypto Show. So I'm going to see if we can kind of make him our contact on the ground and maybe, you know, ask him some questions we don't have answers to yet. And hopefully he'll update us maybe as this case develops.
Right.
Because right now the Olenek's have yet to be served with this particular case from what we can tell.
Right.
Obviously they know from the news headlines that it's happening, and eventually somebody somewhere is going to find one of them and touch him with the document. Or maybe they'll get approval from a judge to serve it over Twitter or something. Like that, as we heard recently, in a different case, the case against WikiLeaks is what they're trying to serve there, where the Democratic National Committee claimed to have served them on Twitter, and a judge approved it.
Wow.
So there's the story. I don't know if there's really much else to say. I think it was an interesting back and forth between the parties.
That was super interesting. Yeah. I can't believe they've taken it as far as they've taken it.
It's courageous. If I were in their shoes, I would probably have done something similar, essentially saying, I don't consent to this, and prove your claim.
You know, now it's interesting is, all right, so let's assume they lose and there's a civil suit and or a judgment against them. I mean, it's a civil judgment. What can they actually do as far as collecting that money?
Well, once the judgment's against them, then they can collect, right? If the judge says...
How would they go about collecting?
Well, if they have a bank account, it would be levied.
Seizure of assets.
Take that building.
Okay, so they sell the property off?
Yeah, if they own the building.
If they own the building, okay.
If they weren't, you know, if they didn't put it in a corporation that's not associated with their names, and it doesn't sound like they did, if it, because
at least the news media could they take shares?
Could the FCC take shares? Well, not if you couldn't sell the shares. Own the building.
I mean, the corporation, so, assuming the building was in a corporation name.
But if the corporation is not their corporation, then the FCC can't file an action against it.
Hold on. No, what he's saying, if they own shares of a corporation, then yes.
They could take shares.
The federal government could take the...
Correct.
You own 5 shares of Boeing, and we've got a judgment against you, and the only liquid assets you have are those 5 shares of Boeing?
Which is why it's...
We've got your shares of Boeing.
I wonder what happens if it would be a foreign corporation.
It would be harder for them to, but they could still move against it because it's got a nexus in the United States with the ownership of the building. If the people who own the, okay, so this is why the FCC is coming after landlords, because if they can't identify who owns such and such corporation, because there are things like bearer corporations out of New Mexico,
right,
which don't have ownerships associated with them.
Ooh.
If they can't identify the owner, they still come after the corporation, and eventually the owner has to send somebody to court to defend the corporation.
Right.
So that's how they could kind of suss out who's affiliated with that corporation in that case. So this is going to be a fascinating case to continue watching. I really wish them the best. If there's anything that we can do to continue covering this and give them as much publicity as they can possibly get.
Oh, yeah, this is definitely worth covering.
Like I said, I don't know if they're going to argue free speech in this case.
Either way, it's going to be interesting.
Doesn't sound like they will, though.
It doesn't sound like they
will.
Because they're going to say they don't consent to any of the federal government. But what if they come at it from a Republic of Texas thing? What if they're secessionists, Texas secessionists, and they come at it from, well, we have a freedom of speech in Texas. This is based in Austin, Texas. We're not, you know, broadcasting over the border on purpose or anything like that. This station exists, you know, solely in Austin. The signal doesn't go outside of Round Rock or whatever it is. And, so Texas freedom of speech applies. I don't know. It'll be interesting to see how they do approach it. It sounds like they have no intention of hiring an attorney, so they're going to likely take this on their own. And I got to say, I wish I could attend the actual trial.
I mean, $15,000 is all they've got to lose. I would do it.
That's true. It's not a huge risk, which is, again, why they're increasing it to $2 million if this Pirate Act passes. We got more coming up here in moments. This is Free Talk Live.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH, with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available on Windows, Linux, Mac, Android, and iOS devices. Use the Bitcoin.com wallet to buy, send, store, and receive both Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com. That's wallet.bitcoin.com.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the state. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out her website, tax.freetalklive.com.
Long-distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for sunshine pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra-long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find sunshine pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Moments remain. We got enough time for you if you want to join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. If you are into cryptocurrency and you run a retail establishment and you've been wondering how to accept crypto at your point of sale, it could not be much easier than it is now thanks to AnyPay.global. We use AnyPay as customers every single week. I think I can speak for all three of us here.
Oh, yeah.
Around the Keene, New Hampshire area. And we buy stuff because the vendors in the area, the merchants, they have the AnyPay software. It's there at their cash register. It's on a tablet. It's super easy to use. So if you've already got a tablet at your register, you are already halfway done. You can easily get signed up to accept Bitcoin, Bitcoin Cash, Dash, Zcash, even more than that through AnyPay.global. It's so easy for your cashiers to use as well. The training is just lickety split. It's super fast. Teaching people how to use AnyPay. So go to AnyPay.global. All you need to do to sign up is create a username and a password. That's it. There's no paperwork. There's no approval process. There's no application to fill out. You just create the username and password. You go into the setup. You put in your crypto wallet addresses where you want the crypto to be sent to from your customers, and you're done. Then you load the app up on your tablet and accept crypto. It's that simple. AnyPay.global. As we go to the phones, to the fun, and talk to Zach on the road, listening online via podcast later on. Go ahead, Zach.
Hey, Zach? Guys. Hey. I was listening to the podcast from last night. You guys talked about Andrew Cuomo and his idiotic speech the other day.
Okay. I don't think I was there for it, but yeah, please summarize. What happened?
Well, he was at some sort of bill signing, and he was like, America was never that great, and America's never been great, and stuff like that. And, it shocked a lot of people, and, but the point is, this has, been all over the news the past few days, and I just find it, I find it sad that nobody's talking about the Libertarian candidate that's running in New York against them.
Well, nobody ever talks about the Libertarian candidates. So, are you new to politics?
I know. No, I'm not new. I'm just, I find it sad that there's an
actual libertarians talk good. About libertarians yeah. that run.
It is sad. But however, I will say this, in New Hampshire at least, most of the media, not all of them, but some of the media here in New Hampshire is pretty friendly to talking to alternative parties. For instance, NPR did a debate between the two libertarian candidates for governor, because we got two of them here in New Hampshire. We had a choice, and they had a debate.
The state is forcing us to have a primary.
That's true, but it is what it is.
Right.
Even if the state didn't force us to have a primary, there would still be an internal party discussion.
Right, and that would have happened at our convention earlier.
So either way, we still had two candidates.
Larry Sharp got the nomination at the convention there in
New York
earlier in the year.
But New York is the Empire State, so you really shouldn't expect any real attention to be paid to a libertarian candidate in New York. It is not a freedom-friendly place. New York is the number 50th least free or most free, I guess, most free state.
On the listing of freedom in the 50 states, New York is number 50.
Yeah, and New Hampshire is number one. This is according to the freedom in the 50 states chart that comes out every couple of years. Go ahead, Zach.
On that 50th in the free state thing, you know, there's like, it's something like 70% of voters in New York don't vote because everybody knows they can't beat New York City.
Right.
And so, you know, that's what I like about Larry Sharp is he's been going all over New York State.
Mm-hmm.
And he's been talking to people and like I've seen a couple interviews with him and he's like, you know, I go to every single place and I ask if somebody hasn't voted in the past two elections.
Most of them haven't.
You know, he gets people all the time that haven't voted at all.
He can't beat City Hall. Why bother?
Well, you know, you gotta give it to him. He's trying at least.
Well, you know, if you try and you keep hitting your head up against a big brick wall and you keep bashing your head open against a big brick wall, then what's the value in trying?
This is what I don't understand. Like, why New York? Like, why would you run for...
in New York.
Because people do not want to move.
From New York.
It's people don't. It's, he's from New York, so therefore he must always stay in New York. I mean, it's ridiculous. It's such a lazy perspective.
It's a waste of time and energy.
It's such a waste.
I don't understand it.
I guess I can only understand it from the perspective of an object that stays at rest tends to stay at rest. A person in a place is most likely to just continue right where they are, doing the same old things they've always done, rather than actually do the smart thing and regroup with other people who care about freedom in the one place on the planet that's arguably one of the most free places on the planet, which is New Hampshire.
If you want change, you got to do something different.
Absolutely.
It's so ridiculous that people think that they can accomplish something where they are at home. I mean, if you were in New Hampshire already, I understand because we got the Free State Project and we got Shire Society, but otherwise, you need to move. You need to get up on your two legs and walk or drive or whatever.
If you're in New York, it's probably no more than a few hours to the east. You know? I mean, it's the easiest move.
If you're in New York City, you know, kind of
4 hours.
I moved from New Jersey. It's really not that hard. You know, I sold one business. I had a second business. I migrated to New Hampshire here. I literally was like 2 months. I had to sell a house, but hey, I sold the house. I bought a new house.
I mean, how much more success do we need to have before libertarians are like, maybe there's something happening there? I mean, how many libertarians do we need to have elected to office?
I'm amazed that people are still skeptical. I don't understand this. Like, I've seen what we've accomplished here already.
Yeah, and you've only been here a couple of years.
Yeah, it's...
Go ahead, Zach. Man. Why are you still in New York? I presume that's where you are.
Well, no, I don't live in New York. Thankfully, but you know,
where do you live?
I'm from all over the place.
Well, why are you concerned with the New York gubernatorial election? Why do you care?
Well, I care because you know I want liberty. I want liberty to spread. You know, I want the
Well, why would you care about it spreading in the least likely of places? I mean, if you're going to pay attention to a gubernatorial race, why not pay attention to a place?
That's where the most combative people come from. The most oppressed places. So I got to give it up to them. You guys may disagree, but, you know.
Well, I mean, I may agree with you that he's putting effort into his campaign. I mean, I'm going to take your word for it. I'm sure he's putting effort into his campaign.
He's doing a good job.
Well, great. How's the polling looking?
There was one poll that showed that he
10% or something?
Hold on. If you let me finish.
I was recalling what you might have said in the past. But
that there was one poll that shows that he's polling better than the Republican in the race.
Okay, right.
But that's not saying much if he sits in New York.
Yeah, Republican. Right. I don't even know who the Republican is. He's an idiot, too.
They've not chosen the nominee yet.
Yeah, well, he doesn't live there, apparently, so he wouldn't necessarily.
Right, but no, the yeah. Republican and Democratic parties, their primary is primary. September 11th. Yeah. So
well,
they
any,
haven't
any
chosen
they
their nominee yet.
Be an idiot.
Well, of course, it's New York, and they're politicians. I mean, they're idiots everywhere, but New York's like the worst of the worst as far as places. It is on the list of the 50 states far below number 49, which is California. Right. It is way, 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 way less free than even California, which is, of course, incredibly unfree on its own volition. But, you know, if you like watching people bang their head up against a wall until it explodes with, you know, blood all over the place, then, you know, keep watching.
I tend to be a little bit more hopeful.
New York.
But,
you have hope for New York? Obviously, you don't live there.
Everybody.
Well, that's nice. I mean, I definitely appreciate that. I would also like to have
optimist.
I also, hey, I'm optimistic too. I've got hope for the whole world, but in order to have freedom elsewhere, we have to create it in one place.
Yeah.
So if we want freedom to spread, then it has to exist in one place. So why not focus your efforts? If you have efforts to focus, if you've got time and you've got money, why not focus it on the New Hampshire Liberty Movement, which is already winning? We've already got libertarians who are sitting in office in the state capitol. We've got more libertarians running here. We've got libertarians actually seated party members in office,
right.
But there are also Republicans and Democrats who are running as who are sort of secretly libertarians. You know, we've had all this political success, and no other state combined has come to the level of the New Hampshire Liberty Movement. Would you dispute that?
I honestly disagree. What part of that
do you dispute?
I think you're underestimating the amount of libertarians that are forming in places like New York and New Mexico.
How new to you?
Wait a minute. Do you know how many libertarians have been elected outside of New Hampshire?
None.
To what level?
From what I know.
Well, it depends on what level.
Okay.
So, Pennsylvania has a bunch of people elected to municipal things as libertarians because Pennsylvania has partisan municipal elections.
Okay.
Florida has a bunch of people elected to partisan municipal things because Florida has partisan municipal elections.
Yeah, I wish we had more time because I'd love to hear Zach dispute my claim that you know that New Hampshire is the best place for liberty.
Call in earlier tomorrow, Zach.
I would love that to happen. Or any night of the week.
I was thinking the reps, and I think it's like one elsewhere and 20 in New Hampshire.
To be fair to Zach, he did call in earlier. Just I didn't notice his call on the line.
Three in New Hampshire.
So call another night, Zach. I really appreciate it.
Oh, yeah, technically, right.
Check out more at 101reasonsfilm.com if you want to learn about New Hampshire if you're a libertarian. See you tomorrow.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com. Announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protective building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutriMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com or call our order line 888-212-8871.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.